Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Tony, the chemist, building and making the amazing Nutriodine. If I like to use metaphors to kind of compress thoughts down so that, you know, one of the things that people don't understand is the difference between people that are considered intelligent and people that are average is not that they are qualitatively different, but that they just have larger... the best way I think of is a mover, okay? I'll use a mover analogy. If you've got a tiny apartment with narrow doors, you've got to take all the furniture apart, the legs off the tables and everything, to squeeze it through the narrow hole. And so someone who has average intelligence, you got to take all the furniture apart. Now someone who is smart, all it means is they got bigger doorways. They got double doors and whatever, so they can take bigger concepts. But everything, but really there's no qualitative difference. It's just that they have bigger doors. They get double doors all the way through their house. They got easy stairways to get giant beds through, like king-size beds, without taking everything apart. That's the only difference. Now, what happens, however, and this is the second phase of what we call wisdom, is that when you're a little child and you're inquisitive, you pull on mommy or daddy's arm and you ask them why things are a certain way. Usually a 2 or 3 year old, and they drive the parents crazy. Because the average 2 or 3 year old is learning somewhere around 1,500 times faster than the average adult. That's why they can acquire language skills, social skills, and so on. Because they're learning, they're literally coming from a place where, like a blank slate, like an artificial intelligence machine, they're literally absorbing everything like a giant sponge. Now, if you're smart, one of the second things that happens, you stay 3 years old. You still have an inquisitive mind and you ask questions. That's step number two. And you can expand that what I call that sensor band hole. If you are able to parse concepts down, and I actually have some parsing exercises I'm going to post up on my Deagle-Network and over YouTube, Vimeo, Facebook, Twitter, etc., so people can actually do what I call neural network exercises and actually expand their whole. And I use these techniques for the past 30 years. I take kids that were failing in school, and within weeks they'd say, did you do a brain transplant on my son or daughter? How the hell are they getting A's and B's in their course? And I taught them how to use their brain. Now, when you start asking questions about health, you have to understand what is a eukaryotic organism. And the fancy term you learn is biology in grade 9 or 10 in school. And then in university, you learn more about their stupid theory of, I call, evolution. There's actually more proof that there's devolution than evolution. Evolution, a random process, couldn't create anything. In fact, they calculated out that it would take 10 to the power of 1,074 universes of 460 quadrillion galaxies multiplied by the exponential to create one cell spontaneously in the universe and it would die. Okay? So there has to be an intelligent recreation. Now, what happens is in a cell, it's composed of mitochondria, which are, in a sense, ring chromosomes, mainly composed of viral DNA, and has 30 times more sensitivity to radiation and toxic overload and cosmic rays than regular DNA. And it's distributed in the endoplasmic reticulum and other places in the cell outside the nucleoplasm. It's not in the nucleoplasm where the eukaryotic DNA, which codes for your eye color and your height and all the other characteristics, but your mitochondria. So you're basically a chimera of two organisms. And in the average cell that's fairly large, like a cardiomyocyte, there's anywhere up to a couple million mitochondria in each cell. In your brain, there's 500,000 to 2 million. And in a Purkinje cell, which is the largest nerve cell in your cerebellum, there can be 2 or 3 or 4 million mitochondria. Now, if you ask the average person what's life, they'll look at you and your eyeballs will still rotate in opposite directions. But what's going on in the world right now is I call a mitochondrial apocalypse. And the primary thing that's happening is the death of oxidative metabolism. Now, how is it demonstrated? And now, this is Diegel's corollaries of disease. All, not just some, all disease in all plants, animals, and any organism, eukaryotic organism, even ancient, you know, single-cell organisms like protozoa, is related to the rate of free radical generation, acidosis, and the invasion of pathogens. Now, if you look at it, this is pretty serious stuff. What we're talking about is really simple principles. Every sick tissue, let's say in your body, has to have a low electron density. So if you had a field ion scanner and you use your Imagineering just like Disney, we're going to become a medical Disney guy. You know, we're think of me as medical Walt Disney. And I have your Imagineering hat on, you know, like with the Musketeers. I was a Musketeer back in 1952, 53, 54 when I was born, 52. So I was a Musketeer. I had my little Musketeer hat on, so with little ears, you know, the Mickey Mouse ears. And I'm imagining now that along with Walt Disney, that inside your cell I can actually see cells where there's not enough electrons. Now, if you want to have enough electrons, you're going to generate high energy ATP and NADH. Now, when your cell is oxidatively infused with oxygen, it is a high redox state. It's going to take one glucose molecule and make 32 ATP. That's real good. That's like having what we call cellular Bitcoin. Only Bitcoin is scary as hell, but this is good stuff. Okay, so think of having lots of oxygen and a high redox state, lots of electrons, as having Bitcoin inside your cell. Now, if you don't, and you have anaerobic metabolism, you only generate two ATP for every glucose molecule. Not good. In other words, you got a bad investment. Every disease state involves low redox state, low electron density, acidosis, and the invasion of toxins and stealth passages into a tissue. And there's a reaction called a Fenton reaction. People that are non-chemists don't know about this, but every tissue plane, whether it's a fungus invading, like, you know, Toxocaricatus or Canis toxoplasmosis, or Stachybotrys chataru fungus, or anything else, Aspergillus notatum, etc., all have to invade tissues by using free radicals to electromagnetically invade a tissue plane. So when your tissues are in a high redox state, i.e. you've taken Nutridyne, you become bulletproof from pathogens. They can't invade. And then when you add other things like PowerC+, and you take your other nutraceuticals to boost your natural killer cells like NutriDefense, Nutrimune 26Y, and our other antipathogenics, NutriSilver, which is the liposomal enzymatic activated silver, and AllisonMed, you can't get sick. Now, everybody out there, I ask them, what's a worse death, being eaten by wolves or ducks? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I would definitely go with the ducks because, you know, it's going to take forever.
Right, right. But guess what? All the bugs inside you, and I remember watching this show years ago, several years ago, called Monsters Inside Me. You can probably still get it on a Science Channel if you go back to the archives or on Hulu. Mm-hmm. And the monsters inside you, it talks about all the bad bugs inside you. Well, the guys that made this show were obviously got onto something, but they didn't go as far as Deagle would take them. Now, when I went into infectious disease, I used to use Berge's manual for bacterial subtyping their metabolism, because you look at their morphology under the phase contrast microscope or electron microscope, and then what you do is you do the metabolic test to see what their metabolism is of these pathogens. And if you've got certain fungi, for example, there's 5 subtyping centers in the world of subtype fungi, and there are toxigenic forms of Candida, not just Candida tropicalis and glabrata, but other forms that generate enough aldehydes. If you get it, you're going to die. It's going to shrivel your brain up like a raisin first, and then you're going to die. Candida auris, which started a year and a half ago in Japan, if you get it, even in the intensive care unit in America, you're a dead ticket 30% of the time. You're not going to make it. Now, what do you think is going on to the average person in North America? We've reached the nadir, the top of what it is to be a human being in the world. Do you know that? We are reaching our maximum IQ, our maximum fertility, and our maximum lifespan, and we're only going to extend it because we're going to limp towards the 7th or 8th decade well, we're given all kinds of augmentation stuff, artificial kidneys, eyeballs, whatever. They're not really going to extend human lifespan because our mitochondria are shot. Now, if you want to build new mitochondria, you need Tesla-activated monatomic iodine. Now, the other iodines, though, that these idiots flog, and they are, I call, instead of a target-rich environment, which my military buddies, because I work with the military, even though I'm a civilian for four decades, I call it a Yahoo-rich environment. These idiots out there think, if I take Bluegall's iodine invented by a Frenchman 200 or so years ago, it's equivalent to taking Neutrodyne. Hogwash, it's not.
Right.
Firstly, there's three things it doesn't do. Number one, it doesn't kill all known pathogens. It doesn't resurrect new mitochondria. And in fact, if you take things like potassium iodate, you not only can get peripheral neuropathy within 10 days, you start to get optic neuropathy and you start losing your vision. Because it's toxic as hell. It can actually induce hypothyroidism by blocking 5' deiodination, but not Neutrodyne. It amplifies it, normalizes it. So people need to understand, if you think you know more than Dr. Deagle, come into my cage match. And the top of the cage you can't crawl out because I'm going to grab your... You buy the mask and pull you back into the cage and give you a thorough intellectual beating. If you think you know more, it's going to hurt and leave a mark. We got off tangent there for a minute, but we're talking about Bitcoin. We're going to get into that with John Spring here in third hour. You know, what do you think my biggest frustration is, Tony? What's my biggest frustration?
About pertaining to...
Anything. Just the frustration of being here on Earth. What is my largest frustration? Drives me nuts every day. What do you think it is?
People giving, you know, false information.
No. No, that can always be taken care of. Most people believe what's in their worldview, okay? I'm not here to change people's minds either. That's their own business. The thing that frustrates me, people don't ask better questions. I don't expect or even take responsibility. What I am surprised at and shocked about for the human race is, you see, solutions coming out of, I call, you have to swim in the cesspool of stupid before you become wise. Whether it's through personal experience or just logic, or absorbing it from somebody else's bad experiences, you got to ask better questions. And the problem is that people, number one, don't ask better questions. They certainly don't call into the show often enough and ask them. Number two, when I confront people, I want to confront them, I call hairy eyeball, like my military buddies say. And I'm a different kind of individual. My first word before I was 1 year of age was not mommy or daddy, it was the word no, N-O. And my parents were shocked. They realized I taught myself how to read and write by the time I was three. I was pulling apart reel-to-reel tape recorders and 17-jewel watches at 4 and 5. I was building solid-fuel rockets at 12, 13, and 14 and launching them thousands of feet in the air by ordering the chemicals from Florida and building them. I was building computer circuit boards when I was 14, 15, and 16, and I finished my PhD in marine genetics at 21 by sleeping on the lab floor, and I was recruited to go to MIT nuclear physics from grade 11, and I beat a scholarship of 7,000 people. Many of them already had a bachelor or master's in physics, and I was grade 11, taught myself quantum mechanics, so I'm not average. Now, I can train anybody to be smarter. This idea that somehow you're smarter because you're just smarter is garbage. It's all training. It's like taking someone down to the gym and training them properly. You can make someone stronger, faster, and whatever, not just based on their genetics, but how they're trained and what nutrients you give them. So when you give somebody Neutrodyne, you take, look, I'll give you an example. My little dog got a bath 3 weeks ago, and the people were really nice. They have to clean their house, and he was tied on, and he banged his little head and got a blood blister in his ear. And all of a sudden, people say, oh my gosh, poor Max's ear. It's flopped over. Now, he's a very frisky dog with really good genetics. He's July 10th next year, he will be 17 years old. That's old for a dog. But he is a frisky little character. And other than having a few teeth that are a little rotting and give him a bump while one of the teeth fell out, he's healthy as a trout. Now, the problem is with that ear, we brought down the veterinarian, and of course, they crazy overcharged us, but they put a little drain into the ear. And they wanted us to give antibiotics. Guess what I gave him? I gave him Neutrodyne. He has got so much bounce back in his body, because you have to understand, if you're out digging around the dirt, because these are called ratters, you know the Scottish West Highland Terrier, they're a dog called a ratter. In other words, they get vermin. They'll eat rats and voles and everything, And they'll come back and say, look at this grate, I got a bird in my mouth, or I got a mole or a rat or whatever. It's like, ugh. And we feed him good food, but he likes to get himself dirty, and he's a white dog. And you got to understand, if you got a really good breed, white stud and white terrier, if you went between their fur, their skin is as black as you know, a full 100% African. They're black as coal, but their fur is white as snow. Okay, now you can find other terriers that don't have that genetics, that have the white skin, but the really high-grade ones have the black skin and the really white fur. He's a tough little character. But when I gave him Neutrodyne, it cleared his infection. Now, I can tell you, people have had periodontal infections, brain infections. I've had people have had brain abscesses with amoeba or other pathogens in weird body compartments like diverticular disease. You give Neutrodyne and Perky, they perk right up in a matter of days and say, my gosh, Doc, all the pain stopped. My brain stopped swelling or whatever the heck they got. Even if you're fighting cancer, most people don't realize cancer is a fungus plus other bugs among us. You mean, most people don't realize this. When you start taking Neutrodyne, a whole lot of stuff just gets better. You got oxidative metabolism, you get rid of pathogens, you clear your body of toxins, you block all the halides out there, and if you're drinking fluorinated, brominated water, or it's used in food processing, you're directly blocking your mitochondria. You don't have T3I, which is triiodothyronine, you know, T3. You got fluoro compound that basically does a non-competitive receptor binding to the crystal galli of your mitochondria, and you're screwed and tattooed. Your mitochondria are now frigged up, probably permanently, you know. And once you make them defective, they're not going to produce the proper ATP and ADDH molecules. So the average doctor, do you think that, when I asked this to an endocrinologist, I said, do you ever measure to see if this is actually T3 that has iodine or T3 fluoride? And they look at me like, no, I never tested. I said, do you know how to do it? And they said, no. I said, well, you have to do what's called a dual-coupled nuclear magnetic spectroscopy. They probably haven't even heard it. It's a tongue twister. Ever even heard how to do that? Do you think that most people don't realize that most disease is called immune homology, where you take a toxic chemical from the environment, and the most nasty toxic chemicals other than radiotoxins are halides? Bromide, chloride, and fluoramide are their amide versions, like chloramine or fluoramine, which are millions of times more toxic, and they lump onto proteins, especially the amide group of amino acids, and make them millions of times more immunogenic. So if you've got a pathogen in your gut, let's say you've got the Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which makes bread rise, and that gliadin fraction of wheat gluten where the halides attach to, they make those molecules millions of times more immunogenic. So now you got your body's attacking yeast decapeptides, which actually looks identical to a brain protein. Bad news, isn't it?
So when
you start taking Neutrodyne, you get rid of all these pathogens, which are everywhere, causing your immune system to go haywire and attack your own body tissues, because there's protein amino acid sequences that are identical to your own body proteins. It's called immune homology. Do you think the average doctor knows about immune homology and autoimmune disease? Of course not. Are you kidding? Are you in a different dimension? What's wrong with you? This is not the latter 21st century. This is 2017. But when you listen to Dr. Deagle, the things that I'm saying now, 50 years from now, they'll say, oh, that's just normal science. We know that. That was taught online by Deagle back in 2017. Which can be validated, by the way. You can do the tests that I'm talking about at advanced labs like immunosciences labs and other toxicology labs. So it's not like I'm delusional and I've got this crazy idea. You can actually do the tests and prove them today at federally certified labs what I'm talking about. You can do an electron microscopy and find out why your mitochondria are screwed up. So if you're diabetic, guess what? You got funky-looking mitochondria. You got what's called decreased mitophagy. Bad-looking mitochondria that you're not getting rid of. Isn't that interesting? Guess what's getting rid of those funky mitochondria? Neutrodyne. Bye-bye, funky mitochondria. I call it the you remember the show Trump used to do on NBC? What was it called?
The Apprentice?
Yeah. So I call it the mitochondria, you're fired. And you know the gene that makes you live longer called a FOXO2 gene, which, by the way, I have, and that's why I have relatives in their 90s and 100? It's called the you're fired gene. I call it the Trump gene. In other words, cell, you're fired. Get out of here. And the body starts to dissemble the cell and the mitochondria and get the hell out of there. That's why you look at the liver of a person that's, say, 75 or 85 that has a FOXO2 gene. Their liver looks like a 40-year-old. You say, what the heck? What did they do different? They didn't do anything different. Of course, if you add nutraceuticals, you can take someone with the gene defects that they would not live so long to live longer. So Neutrodyne is one of those things that makes you get rid of old damaged mitochondria, old damaged cells, stealth pathogens literally eating away at you like ducks without teeth, all of your organs. You don't want to die from ducks. Take Neutrodyne. Pretty funny, hey? And we have Fareed. Fareed, how are you doing? Good, good. I'm in good mental shape. I'm ready to fly out tomorrow, late tomorrow morning, to Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, I don't gamble. I think gambling, living is gambling enough for me. You know, just staying alive. And I take enough Nutrimeds that it would choke a normal vulture trying to choke down a large piece of raw and moldy meat. Anyway, I have a bag of nutraceuticals. People say, wow, how do you swallow all those? It takes 5 to 10 or whatever, depending on how large my throat is that day. And I just take my drink, which is all kinds of cool stuff. Like, you know, it's got Combine, Brain Mag, Cardiovascular, by the way, Cardiovascular Liquid in there, tons of it. And I just go, oh, it's so good. Yep. And I will often have SodaStream soda or Zevia soda, usually SodaStream. Which is basically carbonated filtered water from our pure water system. And I just chug, and I take a ton of cardiovascular. I take 3 capsules, usually 2 to 3 times a day at least. Plus I take 60 to 70 drops in my drink, which I sip all day long. Now people say, well, why do you do that? I said, because I've had in the past cardiovascular issues related to hypertension, and they're disappeared. I don't have any angina, I don't have any, you know, edema problems. I don't have any of these because I take an absolute minimum of medications, and I take tons of nutraceuticals. And we take cold nutraceuticals with Cardiovasc, which we have the capsules and the tincture. By the way, there's other companies that put out knockoffs of your product. And I know you guys are kind of too nice. You haven't proceeded with legal challenges to go after these maniacs that stole your dad's formula, Sam Ibrahim, and tried to say, we invented this. We have this wonderful formula. You need to take it so you don't have a heart attack and your diabetic neuropathy and your other things go away. First off, their formulas don't use the right components of the
product. That day will come.
Yeah, it may come, if not from you, for me, because I have a vested interest to make sure I have the original formula, which, by the way, even in Canada, you guys had to, in Canada, because of Canadian regulations, take out one of the components of it. But Cardiovasc is an amazing formula. I can tell you, when I give it to people, they've had angina, atrial fibrillation, peripheral edema, central circulatory problems. People say, Doc, I can't remember things anymore. I said, you're probably not perfusing parts of your hippocampus and parts of your brain that make you remember your card file system of where your grandkids live and what groceries you need to buy today. And they start taking Cardiovasc and say, my gosh, my brain woke up. Or, hey, I don't get leg cramps when I go golfing and do my weekend warrior or doing 18 holes. And people give you all kinds of different things. Hey, my skin is better. I recover faster and sleep deeper. They tell you all kinds of stuff you didn't expect. That's what I found most interesting with Cardiovasc. It's the unexpected on top of just lowering blood pressure. Now, what is blood pressure? If you ask the, I don't want to ask you for a person. When I ask the average cardiologist, doctor, or patient, they're like a deer in the headlights. They go, damn it, Deagle's got me. I love the damn it, Deagle's got me routine, right? Because I call it mixed mental martial arts. I'll ask them, what's hypertension? Now, these are guys that are cardiologists 10, 20, 30, 40 years. They're doing tons of cardiac casts and stents, and they're doing surgery, and they're doing all kinds of stuff. Maybe even heart transplants, right? But you ask them something simple, like, what is hypertension? They're lost like a deer in the headlights. Well, what do you mean, Deagle? I said, what is hypertension? Well, the heart is pumping against resistance. I said, what is resistance? Well, it's the blood vessels. I said, why are the blood vessels resistant? Well, they can get hardened. Well, you got a little bit of the answer if you don't have enough vitamin K2, which your lower bowel makes, and your probiotic bacteria. But people don't realize if you actually do non-Newtonian fluid dynamics, which are published by cardiologists, and I have the articles, I'm going to post up some video on this, that three-quarters of your blood flow to your tissues isn't your heart at all. It's your contracting blood vessels that create a pressure wave. If you could look from the side in an ultrasound, it would be like the belly of a snake eating a little mouse. And you see the mouse go boop, down the snake, and the pressure wave would be along the length of the wave and across the transsectional area of the stomach of the snake. And you realize it's a peristaltic wave in the blood vessel that creates most of your perfusion, not your heart. Your heart just starts with the initial shearing force. Now, when you get resistance, you have three things going on. Number one, you lose your peristaltic wave, and you lose nitric oxide, secondly, you have hardening of the artery, because basically the artery gets hardened because of calcium metastatically deposits. And thirdly, you have oxidized fatty acids and non-ornyl hydroxycholesterol, and the macrophages, when they eat it, they go, oops, and it's like a cyanide pill for a little macrophage, big eater cell, and they die and become a foam cell, which is like a Haitian tar paper shack, take a lump of tar, throw on a piece of metal that floated along the beach, grab a shell, grab a leaf from a plant that fell on your house, one of these big fronds of one of these palm leaves, and just stop the rain from dropping on you in Haiti when it storms like hell. That's what the plaque in your arteries are. And it builds layer upon layer, and eventually, of course, if the winds blow hard enough, that tar paper shack roof breaks, it falls on your head, and you end up with a concussion or you die. That's what a heart attack or stroke is. But if you ask the average doctor what hypertension is, they're not just lost in space. They don't even know which way to go to try to run away. It's really funny. And I like to do this with everybody. And people say, you're a pain in the in the hindquarters, Deagle. Yes, I am, let's say, galactic-level pariah. And I don't mind making myself embarrassed either, because you have to swim the sea of stupid before you ever get wise. I don't mind being stupid. In fact, you can't get wise unless you're sufficiently stupid beforehand to realize you don't know anything. It's like I call the Deagle version of the little song that Ebenezer sings after the third angel visits him. I don't know anything. You remember that song at the end of the Christmas Carol? And he realizes the only way he can actually get an epiphany to change who he is to realize he previously knew nothing. Isn't that wild? Crazy, isn't it? So if you want to get your heart back and you don't want to have a heart attack,
sure is.
And I tell people, don't start this when you're 45 and your doctors said your blood pressure is so freaking high, I'm going to have to put you in hospital. Don't wait until you do a high-speed CT scan, you got three calcifying arteries, and he's saying, waving a catheter at you, saying, I'm going to have to put some stents in you. You're going to die of the big one next week, buddy. You're just like Jackie Gleason. Remember he used to tell Alice, I'm going to the moon. Remember you say that to Jackie Gleason? I'm going to have the big one. And of course, Jackie's obviously stuffing his face and he's overweight. But he's pre-diabetic, a guy called diabesity. And he's got hypertension because his blood vessels aren't working. And that's what hypertension is. Eventually, you don't just have vessel failure first. Eventually, your heart fails because your heart's pumping in so much resistance it gets thicker. The valves start to become incompetent, so you get backflow. And eventually, the heart itself also fails, which is time to croak. I call faceplant syndrome. You like that? FBS? FBS is a different way than, hey, you're not just going to die. You're not coming back from your cardiac arrest. You're going to the big house. Or you're going to the eternal fire of separation from the Creator God, which is called annihilation. Hell is not a party like Flip Wilson and Sammy Davis Jr. You don't get jazz music and cocktails. Right? So, when you tell people to take cardiovascular, I always get a kick of when I have people who've been on other knockoff pills for years, and they say, Doc, it's not working, man. My doctor's going to put me on the third drug. My legs are cramping up. I can't think straight. My vision's going to hell. And they don't realize that, for example, cytokine levels in your eyeballs is related to the fact that you're not perfusing your eyes properly. Wild, isn't it? So, for example, when you start to develop diabetes of the brain cells, a lot of it is really bad perfusion.
It is.
So you talk to people, and I said, well, how can you prove that? And they said, well, I don't know, Dr. Deagle. I said, okay, how about if I do a SPECT blood flow scan of you, which shows a deep brain perfusion disorder? How about if I do a T1 weighted MRI scan, because you're losing myelin sheath, so your high-speed saltatory nerve conduction between different parts of your cortex? How about I do a quantitative electroencephalogram and a frequency matching to see the coherence of your cortex, if you're able to form neural networks? And I can do and review all of these tests and tell you precisely why you're screwed up. I don't just guess. Your doctor might guess because they haven't got the faintest clue of what actually is why you're screwed up. Not Dr. Deagle. My new title, The Wizard of Is, or Dr. No. How's that? What do you think? The Wizard of Is. What is really going on? And as they say, swim in the sea of stupid first, and then you become wise. And realize, if you don't say no, you'll never know why yes is correct.
Water is the single most...
And welcome back. So, let's go through the seven nutraceutical components. And by the way, the other companies are knockout companies. Do not, number one, test for the presence of the component in every batch. Don't take it from the part of the plant. And don't have testing regimes. For example, you can do an endopat or endothelix test to measure perfusion. Usual cardiologists will charge you $150 to $220. If you didn't have insurance, and insurance may cover it, I can, if you contact me, I will give you a free connection to the website so you can actually order the test yourself. It won't cost you a cent. Actually, just email me and I'll give you a link. To measure your perfusion, and you can even get a blood pressure machine that, if you want to contact me, that actually measures your flexibility of your blood vessels and measures perfusion. We had them, used to have them on our old website up, and I can send the link directly to you if you want to purchase one. I think they're around $250 or $300 for a perfusion blood pressure machine, which you can test at home. But you got to understand that if you ask the average doctor, even let alone patient, they don't know what blood pressure is at all. Is that disturbing? That's like telling people that are respiratory technicians they really don't understand air. Or how oxygen works in your mitochondria. It's bizarre. Or talk to a religionist of any type and they don't understand that there really is a single unifying God of the universe. It's bizarre. So, let's go through the components. Number one is from the right part of the plant. It is by taxon. And what plant is it, and which continent does it come from? Read.
So we use the hawthorn leaf and flower extract, and it's the European-grown hawthorn.
Now, that form of hawthorn, basically, if you don't take it from the right continent and the right part of the plant, you're not going to get the biological effects. It's a tonic, literally like digoxin, which, by the way, comes from a plant. And you have to measure the amount of digoxin, so it's a certain number of actual biological molecules, to get that effect. What's interesting to me is, why don't other nutritional companies actually measure the level, which is why the certification for Cardiovasc is one of the highest certifications on the planet in any country. The two highest certifying countries in the world are Australia and Canada. Now, the nutraceuticals we manufacture here in America are done to that same super high standard, which other companies don't. They don't test for heavy metals, and they don't measure all the biologically activated forms, and they don't do all these other things, but Cardiovasc does. Next component is? Next component? Go ahead.
Then we have the garlic.
And it's aged garlic, so you're getting rid of nanobacteria, and also it's
garlic.
And it's also an ACE inhibitor. I don't think you can hear me very well because you're repeating that. So it's going to get rid of nanobacteria that oxidize your fatty acids and cholesterol, and it kills off the nanobacteria, and it actually acts as an ACE inhibitor. Next component? Fareed, next. Yeah, I think let's see if we can reconnect on the internet. He can't hear me. Yeah. Yeah, I guess we're having tech problems even with the phone. Maybe the NSA doesn't like
that. No, I'm on the phone now. I'm not sure what is going on with Skype.
Okay, good. So you can hear me. So we're into the third component after the garlic. What's the next component?
Then we have the cayenne.
Cayenne is a nitric oxide stimulant. If you don't use nitric oxide, you don't get a peristaltic wave, which is the snake wave of your blood vessels contracting and pushing the shearing force of your blood down toward your periphery, your arterioles, and vascular capillary bed. Next component?
Then we have the bilberry.
And bilberry basically is the smallest dialyzable antioxidant other than hydrogen. Hydrogen is the top antioxidant. And by the way, it's important, and this is kind of an interesting side to this. I'm actually getting patented for my positron plasma beam technology that can literally act as a plasma knife, but also can cut off fires, turn off tornadic activity, and turn off weather systems. You can aim it from a truck to the sky. And it uses a thing called antihydrogen. And I know how to build and make antihydrogen in a tank, so you can create what's called positron beams. And it's really quite simple. In fact, I have a lot of technology I've absorbed from other sites like USC and other places. But you have to understand your body needs antioxidants. And if you don't have sufficient antioxidants, your mitochondria go haywire. It's like having a backup generator, and the only problem is it's shooting a little spurts of fireballs so your host can go on fire. And that's what happens in your mitochondria and in your cell if you have bad mitochondria. So you got to have good ones. Next component?
Then we have the bilberry.
The bilberry is the antioxidant we talked about to protect your cells from oxidative stress.
The ginkgo biloba, sorry.
Ginkgo is the one that was removed from the Canadian government because they were worried that people took it 3 to 4 days before surgery. If they didn't stop it, they're going to bleed more. And it reduces blood viscosity. If you want to measure one single thing, if you're not going to measure cardiac markers like IL-17, TNF-alpha, and other cardiac markers that we use from, used to be called Singulex Lab, now called Veritas Labs, up in Northern California University, which is federally certified, you have to get rid of these cytokines. And so when you do this, you're actually getting rid of the cytokines, but you're also lowering blood viscosity. And we use it with that natokinase or lumbrokinase, which is an earthworm extract. I like the natokinase. I personally take six of our natokinase pills twice a day. So my blood flows like Mountain Dew. It does not flow like corn syrup or in America or maple syrup in Canada. That's what, if you wanted to measure one component that's going to really get you screwed up and stop perfusion, it's having your heart try to pump corn syrup or maple syrup if you're a Canadian or a Canuck or live in Minnesota, eh? Because a lot of people in northern states pour maple syrup all over their food, too. They're not just Canadians. A lot of northern Americans, like in Vermont and Minnesota, they slather their pancakes with maple syrup, not corn syrup. But you don't want to pump it in your arteries. Yeah, next component?
We have the milk thistle.
Milk thistle stimulates your liver to detox. And all the toxins, food wrappings, chemicals in our supply, the radio toxins, all these chemicals that we try to sterilize the soil and prevent our food from rotting before it goes to the grocery shelves, is very toxic. Even the stuff you wrap up your McDonald's burger with. And if you don't detoxify, it cooks your artery walls. Next component?
The milk thistle.
That's the milk thistle. That's what I talked about. Stimulates detox. Oh. Next thing?
Right. Sorry. It's the valerian. Sorry.
Valerian is interesting. It's also in sleep medication. Valerian actually is going to balance your autonomic nervous system and promote what we call parasympathetic healing, calming, decrease pulse, decrease fight or flight. And so when you add valerian, it calms you down. We add that to, for example, things like our new formulas releasing StressGo, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind and Brain Mate. The Calm Mind has GABA, Sun-Theanine, and L-Theanine, which by the ancient temple priests, you know, in the Himalayas, drink constantly. They're constantly kind of blocking glutamine, and which is a stimulant, and in a sense amplifying the effect of GABA, because there's GABA, myo-inositol, and glutamine. So when you take in valerian, you're making the day smoother. I call it a lubricant for life. That's what valerian is. It lubricates life, so instead of your body and your cells and your whole nervous system squeaking because it's not lubricated like the wheels of your mind, they're lubricated, but it's valerian. What do you think of that? Valerian lubrication. And you want that. You want to basically lower the stress level because stress kills. We did a study called the Mr. Fit study, and I was actually comparing it to blood tests using nonlinear statistical analysis tools called partial linear regression of 26,000 cases of arthritis. We did the Mr. Fit study with them, and stress was a better marker than any blood test or combination of tests. Isn't that wild? So if someone's stressed, you're going to die. You may not die today, but you're going to die. And you're going to die faster and quicker than even if we have bad-looking tests, which people don't, they kind of know intellectually, and they know from their friends that had a bad, stressful business or marriage that broke up or something, and you saw them die like flies. You know, that's why when a husband dies, the wife often dies within 7 to 11 months. Do you know that?
Yeah, I have heard that, yeah.
Yeah, that's because they're so stressed out, and they miss their relative, but they're so stressed out, the stress kills them. That's why you got to smooth out your life. And so even if you're taking some mild medications, you want to get off as many as possible, because most of these will screw you up. They'll screw up your electrolytes. They'll you know, beta block your brain. So if you're taking, say, beta blockers, you're going to become fat, bald, impotent, and stupid. But if you take Cardiovasc, you're going to perfuse your brain. You're going to still have erections. If you want to have sex and you're not too fat, you're still going to be able to. You're not going to become a numbskull. You're actually going to maintain your intellect, and you're not going to go bald, because you're going to perfuse that little patch on the top of your head that says, you don't need a yarmulke today. How's that? It's a no yarmulke zone. You haven't. If you take beta blockers, order your yarmulke today, because you're going to need it. Even if you're not a Jew. How's that?
Exactly.
A little bit of humor here. As I say, I'm assuming the new titles to make you laugh. Dr. No or the Wizard of Iz. You want to be Iz around for many more Christmas Iz and get through the season of Stressmas. What do you think of? Take your Cardiovasc and you can get through Stressmas to have many more Christmas and New Year parties without croaking or having your relatives croak. So be Santa's helper and stuff these bottles in their stockings, and they'll stay around to aggravate or to please you for many more years to come. As they say, that's what Stressmas is. Thank you, Fareed.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could you channel drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.